Nevada received a C-plus in a national report on reproductive health care policy. As KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports, it comes while state lawmakers are presenting a number of bills aimed at increasing access.
The Repro's Fight Back report looks at three main pillars: prevention, such as access to sex education and emergency contraceptives, affordability, and access. 31 states received a D or F grade. Director and lead author Jenny Wetter says Nevada took a big hit because of its sex ed curriculum. While it is mandated in public schools, there's no requirement to teach about birth control.
But it does make sure that it's medically accurate, which is really important.
She says it's all connected to reproductive health care.
If you don't get good sex ed, you will have a hard time making healthy decisions later in your life. You can't access services if you can't afford them or you don't know they exist. And you can't access services if the state is putting barriers in your way.
In the last legislative session, a bill to switch sex education from opt-in to opt-out failed to get approval from both chambers. Assemblymember Selena Torres-Fawcett says a similar bill has been introduced.
Ultimately, here in the state of Nevada, this is also a conversation that are happening at a district level and one that we continue to support.
Just this week, lawmakers are presenting several bills aimed at increasing access to reproductive health care and protecting providers. Torres-Fawcett presented legislation that prohibits government entities from creating substantial barriers to accessing reproductive health care. And Assemblymember Sandra Howdige introduced a bill that would make it so prescriptions for terminating pregnancies and miscarriage management include the name of the healthcare practice, not the practitioner. She says reproductive healthcare providers are facing violence.
This is about protecting access to care. When providers feel unsafe, when clinics are targeted, and when privacy is compromised, access to care disappears.
A similar bill would allow reproductive health care providers to hide their home addresses from certain places, like county assessor records. The opposition argued that it should be expanded to anti-abortion activists too, and these types of bills decrease transparency. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News, Carson City.